making sure that everyone understands your availability and your expectations. So we all have those people, either we're them or we work with them, who are either completely unavailable or completely available when they're on a trip. Like, you want to work towards being more unavailable so that your vacation truly is a vacation and does what it's meant to do, which is help you to clear your mind, refuel your creativity, and get you inspired to tackle your work when you return.
Hello, my name is Emily Jansen, and this is the Leadership is Female podcast. We interview women in the sports and entertainment businesses to teach you the tips and the mindset that will get you to the top faster. Marian Wright Edelman said, "You can't be what you can't see." Let's bring visibility to women who are crushing it in their roles. Join us week after week, season after season, as we reach back to extend a hand to pull you forward. We will lead you forward because leadership is female.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Leadership is Female. I'm your host, Emily Jansen, and I want to talk about how to enjoy your vacation season without added stress. This is an area that I struggle with tremendously. It doesn't matter if I am leading somebody else's company or my own. Old habits die hard and stress sets in big time when I am supposed to be enjoying some of the greatest moments of my life, including time with my family, with my friends, and fantastic vacations. I am very fortunate that my two brothers live in Scottsdale, Arizona. So every holiday, not every holiday, but at least one of the big holidays in November and December, we travel to Arizona and get to enjoy magnificent weather. And we're doing that again this year. And then we are headed to Florida for the other holiday time. So two big trips, which I am so grateful for. But with that comes definitely some stress because we're broken from our routine and I'm not working up in my office. I'm not getting the things done that I normally do each day. And what I'm trying to do is to enjoy the time away and enjoy the time with my family. So I really want to get into that today. I've made a list of 10 ways that we can enjoy our vacations with less stress. And I want to share them with you. They're a combination of things that I do and a little bit of research that I did as well. I don't have all the answers, but old Google always does. And I found some great articles and curated the best top 10 to share with you all today. And before we get rolling, I just want to say one more time, the only thing that I want from you this holiday season is a 5-star rating. I want you to share a podcast episode with one of your greatest friends, and I want you to write a nice review. I don't ask for very much. We bring you episodes every single week, all year long, with amazing, inspiring guests. And this time of year, I'm just going to ask for this one small thing. Like, if you're listening to this on your phone, there is a very easy way to tap 5 stars and plug in a short little review of the show, share something that you learned, let people know why you follow Leadership is Female. And I will be so grateful to you. And this is really the only transaction we really ask for in the podcasting business is to, you know, say you like us, because it helps us to find more people, a larger audience that needs this type of content too. That's the way the old algorithm works. I can't even say that word, but you know, it likes when we're liked. So please give it a second and hit 5 stars and write a quick little review on why you like the show. And I will be so, so grateful for you. So without further ado, let's get into less stress vacation season, how to enjoy the holiday time more, how to enjoy any vacation more, no matter the time of year, with these 10 tips. And the first one is probably one of the most important. Maybe I'll say that after every single one that I demonstrate to you guys today, but I think number one, don't be so hard on yourself to begin with. I think that we really put a lot of pressure on ourselves that we're leaving the office and the end is near. I mean, we sometimes put too much ego on our presence that things can't get done without us there. But I think if you really sit back and think about it, you know, give yourself a little bit of grace. Don't be so hard on yourself that you're leaving. You deserve time off just like everybody else does. And you've worked for it. And that's a benefit of hard work is the opposite, which is taking time off. So don't be so hard on yourself to begin with. You know what, if you're feeling really wrapped up in leaving and you're feeling a lot of stress about it, just talk to one of your friends about it. Chances are your friend is going to say the things to you that you should be saying to yourself, which is enjoy your time. Don't turn on your computer. You know, these moments with your friends, with your family, with wherever you're going are like what life is made for. So enjoy that time and just take it easy. Like just chill out for a second and kind of scale back your, what you're thinking that you should be doing and really focus on what you should be doing is enjoying the trip that you worked so hard to be a part of. So number one is do not be so hard on yourself to begin with. I am writing you a permission slip right now. Do not be hard on yourself. You will not be hard on yourself. Signed, leadership is female because leaders need to relax. Also, Emily Jansen. Okay, I'm handing it to you. I need you to just not be so hard on yourself. I can't say it enough times. All right, number two, start the relaxation process before you leave. This one was like kind of tricky because I think we're running up to the last minute a lot of times trying to get things done, trying to let people know what they should be doing while we're gone. And it happens in the 11th hour. And oftentimes we even forget to put up our out of office message before we've left. So start the relaxation process before you leave. Chances are you've had this vacation on your calendar for a long time. So plan for that. Start that process earlier so that you can enjoy the planning. A huge part of taking a trip is the buildup, the excitement of where you're going, of picking restaurants, of buying tickets for the places that you'll visit, of planning your outfits, doing shopping for the clothing that you need for the new environment that you'll be in, of connecting with the people who are going on the trip with you and making those plans. And that should be fun, not stressful. So if you start that relaxation process before you leave of really, here's where I'm going. This is when I'm going. Here's what it's going to take for me to successfully get on that plane or drive away in that car. Start a little bit earlier. Don't wait until the 11th hour to get all the extra stuff done so that you can build in, you know, 3 or 4 weeks before starting to shop for that trip, starting to look up what you're going to do, starting to make any reservations or tea times or buy tickets. Start early and start it before you leave. Number three, make sure all your vacation goals are achievable. This one hit hard because I have been known to make a work to-do list that I will accomplish when I'm on vacation because I think that I'm going to enter into some new dimension of creativity and I'm going to, let's say, edit a whole website, rewrite content, put in new photos, you have all the landing pages, do all the things. I create this vacation project for myself, which is absolutely absurd and unachievable. Between traveling with my family and all the activities I want to do and be present for, like this isn't one of them. Like I'm hoping I'm going to bed each night exhausted because the day has been fantastic and maybe I enjoyed a glass or two of wine at dinner. So make sure your vacation goals are achievable. And I've really thought about this as I'm entering into holiday season this time. And I'm not really setting any work goals for while I'm on vacation. My number one goal is to be in the moment. I talk a lot about being where your feet are. In order to experience pure joy, you have to be fully present. And you can't be if you're thinking about a to-do list or you've overscheduled your trip and your tour is running long, and so you're going to miss the reservation that you made. Too many things is not enjoyable. You have to have time and you have to have a little bit of white space because if you found something great to do while you're on that trip, you also want to be able to add that in. So really think about What are your intentions? What do you want to do when you're there? Hopefully, like I said, in number two, you've started that planning process early. And also, don't make the mistake of planning some crazy project for work on a trip when it's not going to get done, because you're going to let it burn in the back of your mind for the whole trip. And it's going to ruin your experience because your feet are not going to be where you are. So number three, whatever this means to you, make sure all of your vacation goals are achievable. Number four, use vacation time to kickstart healthy new routines. Now, this one I do like, because in theory, when you're on a trip, you should be slightly more relaxed than you are day to day. You shouldn't be too overscheduled. And so you might have time to squeeze in some of those activities that you know you should be doing that you haven't started yet. And I'll give you an example of what those would be for me. Number one is a gratitude journal. There is an enormous amount of research on practicing gratitude, and the advice that they give you is not difficult. It's literally writing down three things that you're grateful for at the end of every day. Not tough, but like any new habit, it's hard to start a new routine. So perhaps this is something that you could do while you're on vacation. If you are taking your morning coffee a little bit slower, or wrapping up your night a little bit more calmly than in your day to day, maybe it's something you or I could try to really cement into our routine versus what I do right now, which is I do this maybe, if I'm generous, 10 times a month, 10 days a month. I'd love to do this every single day. So are there some healthy habits you can start on your vacation, whatever that means to you? Again, as we've discussed already, don't go crazy. You're not going to become a juicer and cut out caffeine and not eat dairy and meditate for an hour every morning and use your red light mask and have a new skincare routine. Like, we're not getting crazy here. We're adding in a thing or two that you can hopefully take into your work life. Maybe it's reading 10 pages a day when you really find out that that doesn't take that much time, and imagine what you could cover in a whole year and how much you can grow. Maybe it's adding in podcasts to your routine. When you get in the car, instead of maybe making a phone call, use that opportunity to learn something new. Maybe, like I mentioned, for me, it's that gratitude journal and getting that habit kickstarted. What does that mean for you? Try it out on vacation when you have a little bit more time and see if it's something you can take into your life. And number five is sort of like 4B, but it's keep up your new habit for at least 10 days after you return and make that commitment. It's really funny that I'm hearing like myself talking about this, and I'm an achiever and somebody who's like really adept at setting goals, and I'm lacing in goals for a stress-free vacation, like in my advice to you. But the idea is that these habits that you're starting are going to pay off in the long run in your life. And a break from your normal routine is what can help you to start something new. So when you return, when I return, can I keep that journal on my nightstand and commit to writing in that journal an additional 10 days? So if I was on vacation for a week, I'm gone for 7, I keep going for 10, I'm already at 17. Like, is that momentum going to carry me forward? So work on that commitment after you return. Number six, share your plans before you leave. And what this really is about is preparing for a vacation at work and how critical that is. Because often the overload factor of being able to stay present while you're away is like something we're trying to like tangle with. Like, oh, maybe I won't set an audit office and I'm just going to check my emails in the morning. But it's really hard to straddle those two worlds. So that's why experts will encourage you to touch base with your boss and your coworkers ahead of your trip. That is like a total no-brainer. But digging a little deeper, you want to address the main functions that you'll need to have covered while you're away and how to deal with certain scenarios should they arise. I think we're getting a lot better at this. You'll even see indications in the out of office message, I'm not here, but you can contact these two people. So those are usually like external messages that are coming in, and you need to ensure that that's also covered internally. If you're not there, then what? Then who? Like, you don't want an urgent matter to come to you when you are zip lining or something, or snorkeling or playing golf or in a movie. You know, you want to know that that stuff is covered by people within your office. And so taking these steps can help you to eliminate the worry that something's going to fall through the cracks while you're gone and truly allow you to unplug. And I would also say that the final piece of this in sharing your plans is making sure that everyone understands your availability and your expectations. So we all have those people, either we're them or we work with them, who are either completely unavailable or completely available when they're on a trip. Like, you want to work towards being more unavailable so that your vacation truly is a vacation and does what it's meant to do, which is help you to clear your mind, refuel your creativity, and get you inspired to tackle your work when you return. So make sure you set those clear expectations and you don't get the constant interruption when you're out of town. All right, we are flying through these. We're already at number 7. And this one is very important. Do away with mindless checking. Our brains are very wired to technology, and we are wired into our work, like with our coworkers and especially with our email. And if you've got an out of office message up, it's probably not so necessary to mindlessly check your email and kind of give one-off responses or chime in if you're not going to be dedicated to that conversation. So you could really do more damage than benefit your team if you chime in to something that's going on in the office and then you're not available for continued follow-up. I've seen this more times than I can count in my career, where either whoever's spearheading the project or somebody involved is on a trip, they chime in and then leave everybody with more questions, and then they're unavailable to answer them, or they chime in too late and want their 2 cents heard, and it backpedals everything and the progress is impeded while they're gone. So really think about if you're doing the mindless checking. And some staggering statistics here: the average person touches his or her smartphone 2,617 times a day, which is mind-blowing. The top 10% of phone users touch their screens up to 5,427 times within a 24-hour period. So it's very easy to continue to check your phone when you're on a trip, because this is a habit we've built up over time. And it's one of the biggest stressors about being connected, is that this idea that you get an email and it's worrying about, can you answer it? Can I be connected? It's creating more stress. And again, like that voice in your head that's saying, I'm available, but you're not really. And it's adding too much to what you have going on when you're not in a situation where you can adequately solve the problem. So don't do the mindless checking, like, plain and simple. And in order to recover from the stress that our connected life gives us, you need time not working and time not thinking about work. And constant messages from coworkers are going to inhibit that from happening on your vacation. And it's all going to be for, nothing. And you could end up with a higher level of stress than you had before you even left, because you're frustrated. You can't get back into your normal work routine. So do away with mindless checking, which is so much easier if we reflect back on the previous numbers. Number 6, share your plans before you leave. If you've made a plan for that and shared your availability, you should be better off. And you've started the relaxation process before you've left. Okay. Number 8. I love this one. Spend as much time outside as possible. Nature has an incredible power to relax and heal us, especially if you work in an office setting and lack sufficient time outside in your day-to-day work. There are huge effects on a person's mood related to the fact that we don't spend much time outside at all. We spend almost 90% of our day indoors, maybe even more. And we know how beneficial it is for us to be outside and in nature. You know, a lot of us are even taking vitamin D supplements because we're not getting enough sun. And spending time outside is just strongly, strongly encouraged. And, you know, just because we got to layer in some data, a study found that there was a strong correlation between feelings of being connected to nature and their positive effect, vitality, and overall life satisfaction when compared to those who felt less in touch with the outdoors. And the American Heart Association recommends spending time outside will reduce stress and anxiety and boost your overall mental well-being. So you need to take full advantage of being outside and soak up what you're missing when you're looking down at your work devices and focus your senses on what is around you, like the blue sky or the mountains or the salt water, if you're near the ocean, or the view of your kids playing in the pool, like taking those mental snapshots and creating those memories in your brain that don't come through the filter of a device is so incredibly important and something that you should be really building into your vacation when you are taking time to plan ahead to know what it is that you're going to be doing. Like one of the things that you should be adding to your list is spending time outside and really understanding what benefit that has for you. Number 9, know how you relax best. Research finds that the best stress recovery experiences, those are the experience that help people recoup from stress and return to their lives and to their work more refreshed, often involve some kind of relaxing behavior, which sounds very obvious, but that's very different for everyone. I think you'll find that among maybe your friend group or among even the people you work with, like the way that people take vacations differ. Some people want to sit on a beach all week with a cocktail. Some people want to explore ancient Rome and really, you know, take tours and be busy and learn as much as they can and be active. Some, you know, sit on a balcony and drink wine. Like everyone sort of relaxes differently. So understanding what that means for you is very important so that you can integrate those activities into your day. Make sure that you're doing, again, non-work activities that stimulate your mind and help you recover from that stress. Could be going through a museum, taking a cooking class, learning a new activity, trying something new, like learning to sail or going to a painting class. Like there's so many things that are available to do when you're on vacation that you don't do in your normal life. And there's incredible websites out there. We use Viator, V-I-A-T-O-R, when we were in Italy. And there were so many cool things you could do on there. ATV tours through Tuscany. I've looked up when I've been in US cities, different tastings that you could set up, cooking classes, painting tours, whatever it might be, like try to find something innovative and new if that's how you relax best, so that it's just de-stressing for you and you've got some cool memories to bring back home. And finally, be spontaneous. So as much as we've talked about planning, you're preparing before you leave, you're shopping, you're booking, you're just creating this plan at work and for on your trip, ensure that you leave in some white space to be spontaneous. You might be tempted to plan every moment of your time, but spontaneity is one of the primary contributors to people's happiness on vacation. I will tell you that, again, just going back to this Italy trip, we found a cooking class in Florence the day of, and it was very fun and very memorable. And I was really pleased that I was able to find something while I was there, because honestly, the planning for the trip was starting to get starting to stress me out, just trying to ensure that we kind of checked all the boxes that we had for this dream trip. And I left some white space, and I was able to fill that in with some different opportunities and book things while I was there. Contrary to popular belief, like, I don't think it's all sold out. Like, there's always something that comes up, and that really leads to the adventure. People enjoy leisure activities that are planned or spontaneous, but they don't enjoy the planned activities when there's too much constraint on your schedule, or it's like too stressful to get ready or to get there. So I would really encourage you to have a little bit of spontaneity in your trip. So those are the 10 tips. I'm going to head from top to bottom, just as a refresher. Number one, don't be too hard on yourself to begin with. Number two, start the relaxation process before you leave. Number three, make sure all your vacation goals are achievable. Number four, use vacation time to kickstart new healthy routines or try something new that you've been wanting to do. And then number five is keep up with that new habit for at least 10 days after you return, so that it doesn't just get washed out with all of the sand from your clothes. Number six, share your plans before you leave. That pertains specifically to work, communication schedules, who's doing what, and how everyone will be fine if you leave, including you. You need to tell yourself that also. Number seven, do away with mindless checking of your phone. Remember those staggering statistics about how many times we touch our phone during a day? What if you went a whole day on your trip without your phone? What would that feel like? Number eight, spend time outside as much as possible. Number nine, know how you relax best and make sure that that's part of the trip if you're not traveling with people who are the same as you. And number 10, leave white space for spontaneity. So I hope that this episode was meaningful to you. I know there are some people who have absolutely zero problem abandoning everything and going on a trip. I am not one of them. And I know that there are other people out there who are like me. So I will take these tips to heart, and I hope that you do too. So have a fantastic holiday season. And I hope that you take many meaningful trips. And if you are not able to get out of town, maybe you can explore your city in a new way. Please share it with us on the podcast. Let us know where you went, what you did. You know, we don't ask that question, where are you traveling to next, on Leadership as Female for nothing. Like, I think it's so fun to hear what people have planned, and we get this one life. We should use it to explore our communities, explore our country, explore the world if we can. It's so important for us to live a big, big life in that way, and also really good for you emotionally and physically to get outside of your day-to-day and let your self-explore and your creativity bloom. So if this episode was meaningful to you, or you think it'll be useful for your friend who is horrible at relaxing on vacation, go ahead and hit that share button and just text it over. And I know that they will find these tips useful. Remember to give me my Christmas present. I don't ask for much. And I don't think I've ever said, give me my Christmas present, but I'm really, you know, I'm asking for it here. You got to ask for what you want. 5-star review, a nice write-up would mean the world to me, and it would mean the world to all of our guests who put their time and energy into sharing their tips with you. So with that, have a great holiday, and we will be back next week.
If you are listening to this podcast, I know you are a busy professional. We can agree we are always looking for products that are convenient and make life easier. Mobot water bottles are one of these products. It's a water bottle and a foam roller in one. I use the water bottle at the gym, staying hydrated in boot camp and then flipping the bottle on its side at the end of class to quickly foam roll my legs. It helps with recovery and gets me back to work faster. Get yours at mobot.com and use the code LEADERSHIPISFEMALE, all one word, to get 15% off. Support Lonnie Cooper, the female founder of this product, and support yourself. This is a must-have wellness water bottle. I don't know about you, but I love learning more about myself. If there's a quiz out there to help me better understand who I am, I'll take it. If there's a journal prompt, I'm using it. But how about a business that helps female leaders communicate effectively while inspiring confidence and trust in those you want to impact? Sign me up. Breakthrough Brands is unlocking clarity for women leading progress. They build leadership brands for women to discover what inspires them, define what drives them, and unlock how to share their brands with others. Do you want to gain clarity on your personal brand? Shoot me a note at leadershipisfemale@gmail.com or on Instagram, and we will introduce you to the women who will help you unlock your leadership brand. That's breakthroughbrands.com. At Leadership is Female, we are serious about supporting you in your career. That includes the tips to get you ahead inside your current organization or provide you with the next big opportunity in a new role. That's why we have partnered with Legacy Search, an executive recruiting firm specializing in mid to senior level executive searches across professional, collegiate, and minor league sports. Check out the openings listed at legacysportssearch.com or in our monthly Leadership is Female newsletter. Hint, if you have not signed up for the newsletter, head to leadershipisfemale.com. If you find a job listed at Legacy Sports Search that looks like it should be yours, email us at leadershipisfemale@gmail.com and we will introduce you directly to the opportunity. This is your career. Make the most of it. Thank you so much for spending your time with us today. Time is your most precious resource, and it means the world that you spent it with us. Please help us reach more people who need to hear these interviews by hitting the subscribe button and the 5-star rating on your iPhone. Do you know someone who could benefit from this interview? Please share it. Take a screenshot and post to your Instagram stories, copy the link and share on LinkedIn, or text that link to your colleague. The Leadership is Female podcast exists to showcase female leadership in sports and entertainment and give you the tips to level up. We will extend a hand back to lead you forward. Extend the same hand by sharing this with someone who needs to hear it. One last thing. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Leadership is Female. Now, take this lesson and run. Let's go.